Here's check on stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Our forecast calls for partly sunny, humid, mid-80s. And then tomorrow, hazy, humid, a shower or thunderstorm, lower 90s. Wednesday and Thursday, hazy, hot, and humid, 90 to 95. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast from Pat Pagano coming your way in just a few minutes. Stories we're following for you today. A Kent man is facing assault charges after an incident with his girlfriend from the Republican American this weekend, responding to screams coming from a car that drew the attention of several onlookers along West Cornwall Road in Sharon on Thursday night. State police said they were confronted by an angry and intoxicated man, Timothy Unwin. Unwin, 42, of Five Mountain View Road in Kent, had beaten and dragged his girlfriend of 3 months from the car they were traveling in, according to police. The pair had argued over who would drive home after a swim in the Housatonic River at about 10:30 in the evening. Arrested on charges of third-degree assault, interfering, and disorderly conduct, he was held on a $100,000 bond overnight at Troop B in Canaan. Arraigned Friday in Torrington Superior Court, his bond was lowered to $85,000. And he posted it. A protective order was issued requiring him to have no contact with the alleged victim. Kent selectmen are putting off discussion on a rooster flap in town. The Board of Selectmen is facing for the first time the town's right to farm ordinance. It's been confronted with a complaint about noise from a rooster. The ordinance directs the board to mediate complaints, but instead of discussing the merits of the complaint, First Selectman Jean Speck said she would consult with the town attorney. Residents Doug Wynn and Victor Lewis have made a noise complaint against a rooster that lives next door to them on Kent Cornwall Road, owned by Albert Lavero. The town ordinance enacted in 2015 states that if a dispute arises between an agricultural operator and a resident about when an, quote, agricultural operation constitutes a nuisance, either interested party may submit a written request to the selectman for an advisory opinion to mediate the dispute, end quote. Speck turned to Land Use Administrator Donna Hayes for guidance about how to handle the complaint. She explained multiple times that roosters are allowed in the rural zone. Hayes said the zoning regulations could be changed, but this would impact 98% of the town, according to Hayes, noting she didn't know if the PZC would support something like that. Out of New York City, the Port Authority has okayed $28 million to fix the aging bus terminal, even if plans to replace it are now underway. The board of the Port Authority approved that $27.8 million in spending to reinforce and monitor a nearly 60-year-old concrete truss structure that supports three parking levels at the terminal. The bus terminal at 42nd Street and 8th Avenue is one of the busiest stations in the world pre-pandemic, but the Port Authority's plan to replace it have dragged on since it was deemed obsolete 8 years ago. The bi-state agency unveiled plans last year to replace the dilapidated and crowded transit hub. The proposal laid out in a draft environmental report to Federal Transit Administration calls for raising the building and erecting a replacement at the existing location, along with additional bus storage depot on the west side of 9th Avenue. The former Great Barrington town employee charged with embezzling more than $150,000 will go on trial this fall, not next week, after her attorney said she needed time to review material provided this month by the prosecutors. Attorney Judith Knight filed an emergency motion in Berkshire Superior Court this week, continuing the trial of Deborah Balls to October 1st or later. She said the prosecutors provide her with additional information related to the case July 19th. In addition, Ball, who is 66, is facing medical issues. Some meetings going on in and around our tri-state region today. In Sharon, the Housing Plan Steering Committee meets at 5:30. In Salisbury, Board of Selectmen meet at 5, 6:30, Special Planning and Zoning Meeting. In North Canaan, tonight at 7 p.m., it's the monthly meeting. In Cornwall tonight at 7:30, the Agricultural Advisory Commission has a meeting at the town office building. Also going on tonight, the Salisbury Board of Education has a meeting set for 5:30 via Zoom. In Kent, Northwestern Connecticut Rural Transit District has a meeting at 8:30 this morning, and the Park and Recreation regular meeting is tonight at 7 p.m. In the town of Northeast New York at 4:30, the Zoning Review Committee has a meeting set for 4:30. Coming up tomorrow, it's Family Fun Night at the Grove in Salisbury. At 5 p.m., a special Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. In Cornwall tomorrow at 7 p.m., the Inland Wetlands and Watercourse meeting is via Zoom. Also tomorrow, the Board of Selectmen in Cornwall have their meeting via Zoom at 7:30. In Kent, the Architectural Review Board regular meeting is at 5:30 tomorrow. Kent Sidewalk Sale Days begins on August 4th, running through August 7th. Children's activities, outdoor book sale, great food, music, and more. Sponsored by Kent, Connecticut. KentCT.com on the web. The 24th Annual Summer Book Signing at the Hotchkiss Library this year will be held on August 5th from 5:30 till 7:30. This year, it's at the Sharon Historical Society due to the renovations going on at the library. It's Friday from 5:30 to 7:30, $40 admission. Also, there's after-dinner reservations, including book signings. Those are probably sold out. Also, this weekend, we have On the Green Arts and Crafts Fair from 10 to 5, put on by the Sharon Rec Commission. That is happening on Saturday. Also, the Sharon Methodist Church tag sale on Saturday from 9 to 4. Books, puzzles, old and new pewter, new jewelry, tons of glass beads, beading supplies, and more. Any questions? 860-364-5814. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. They feature a daily menu, a tapas menu, and nightly specials, interlakeninn.com. And Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,845.13. The NASDAQ at 12,390.69. And the S&P 500 at 4,130.29. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.